Microsoft beats Google to implement ChatGPT. What to expect from the new Bing AI? Whistleblowers are shouting disinformation with chatbots, and how some ChatGPT users are tricking AI into violating its own policies. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 120. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today, we have Chris, again, from the Cassian Screwed Theater. Hello, sir.
Hello. Glad to be here.
All right. Glad to be back with you, and hope you had a great ninth anniversary over at the Unscrewed Theater. I'm sure you have... interesting things happening again.
We do. We always have something fun going on, and the ninth anniversary was a blast.
Okay, very good. Also, a reminder to please support our sponsors at Perfection Auto Works for all of your car's needs. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been through my share of auto mechanics, and it's my privilege to have Perfection Auto Works as our sponsor. If you go to their website, perfectionautoworks.com, you can see their 5-star reviews. Also, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, which is not easy to achieve. I've tried to achieve it myself. I've had other businesses in the past, and in order to get that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you've got to really know your stuff.
You have to be at the top of your game.
You do, and Perfection Auto Works actually is. So give them a call if for all of your car's needs, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. And remember, if you like the Computer Doctor Show, please support our sponsors. So here's what's happening in tech news this week. The first thing is Microsoft beats Google to implement ChatGPT. if you've been under a rock, ChatGPT is changing the world. It's changing Google. It's changing the way people prompt and get information. And if you haven't even had a chance to play with it, I understand you and your wife got a chance to play around with it.
Yeah, we heard about it in the news and went to the website and typed in some questions, and it gave us some answers, which I guess is what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. In the way that it... I guess parses information, it is more language based, so that someone it's closer to a mimic of asking an expert or a professional and getting a response back in a language that you can understand. So last week we had announced that on February 8th, which was just a couple days ago, that Google, or the Alphabet Corporation, which is
the parent company of Google. So it started with Google, and then it became Alphabet because they want to own the entire alphabet.
Well, I as far as market share, they own a whole lot of something.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and that whole lot of something is changing now with ChatGPT.
Right.
So, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, rarely puts the carriage before the horse. And they had a little bit of a flop announcement that they were trying to implement some sort of AI into their search engine of Google, basically. So, but they didn't really have the MO. They didn't have the processes. It was not ready for release. And here they are announcing stuff, before it's actually ready.
Oh.
So it was a little bit of a floppy announcement. There's a lot of rumors in the technology community that they don't really have it right just yet. But
could you say that it's mostly sizzle and no steak?
Yes. I would say there's a lot of smoke but no fire.
Okay.
There. Okay. So apparently Microsoft has a more concise plan, and they've actually started to put things into action. And Google is very nervous. This is going to be a very tough year for Google coming up.
Oh.
And they believe that their market share is in jeopardy.
Okay.
So that's one of the big things. And it'll be interesting to see what Google will be doing in the next couple of weeks. So we'll make sure that we keep you informed of that.
Yes, stay tuned.
Stay tuned to what Google is going to be doing.
The saga continues.
So, that's Google.
Yes.
Now, let's switch over to Microsoft.
All right,
what
Microsoft.
What to expect from the new Bing AI?
Right.
Now, what is Bing?
Good question.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure that out for years.
Bing is the Microsoft Google, basically.
It's the search engine.
It's the search
engine. It used to be Internet Explorer, right?
Okay, well, don't confuse Bing with Edge.
Oh, Edge, that's right.
Okay, Edge is the browser.
Yes.
Okay, Bing is the search engine.
Okay.
Okay, just like Chrome has the Chrome
platform,
the browser, mm-hmm. and then Google as the
search engine
that goes with it.
Okay. Got it.
So on the Microsoft side, there is Edge, which is the browser, and then you have Bing as the search ability for that. So what Microsoft is doing is they're trying to collaborate with ChatGPT. ChatGPT has an API, which basically just means that there's a set of rules that it's able to utilize their service into their own service. And Microsoft is going to be implementing it in such a way that when you type something into Bing, you'll get the Bing search results, but you'll also get a little box that starts typing. Okay,
oh.
out a ChatGPT or an AI response.
Okay, so you have options.
Right, so let's say that you're going online to shop for a chair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You type in office chair or a kitchen chair.
Right.
Okay, you'll get the search results that you would normally get with that search engine, and then you're going to get a box off to the side that explains what kitchen chairs are, what they're used for, what the best types are, the best materials, or whatever
okay.
the AI develops or whatever they generate from how you've queried or how you've parsed your search.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And
so it's more detail.
It's just giving you more and more information,
uh-huh.
but in more of a useful way, because so many different companies have figured out how to make searches in their favor. For example, let's go back to Google. If I type in kitchen chair, okay, the very top search result is not going to be necessarily what I'm looking for. The top three or four results are probably going to be advertisements for
right.
kitchen chairs.
I remember. I know that well.
And those are not search results that are what's called organic. Those are results that companies have paid for to be at the top.
Right.
There's kind of like this motion towards advertising. You know, they're trying to influence what it is that you click on versus what you're actually looking for.
Correct.
So,
they've been doing that for years.
Right. They haven't figured out how to, well, some people, there are people working on it with ChatGPT. There's always people trying to monetize. This is a huge monetizing opportunity, and I'm sure that there's going to be ways that they're going to be monetizing it. But the idea of Bing AI, the idea is that they are going to have search results. Obviously, that it's going to have advertisements. Then you're going to have organic search results, and then you're going to have a ChatGPT type box writing out a response based on your query. And if it's not a question, there's a way for it. If it's not a question, then it won't do it. But if you mark it with like a question mark or something, then that kind of like activates the parsing of the chat.
Okay.
GPT. So that's something to look for.
All right.
Okay.
If you ever use Bing.
Yes. So that Bing is already on the road toward that. And mm-hmm. there are some people that are, that it's in their alpha testing stage.
Uh-huh.
It's not in the beta testing stage yet.
Okay.
But actually it kind of is in the beta testing already, but the idea is that they've already started doing something with it while Google still has not.
It's, they're implementing it.
Exactly.
And Google is still figuring it out.
They have, correct. Exactly. They don't have anything down in hard writing or in stone just yet.
Okay. So.
All right. Also, whistleblowers are shouting disinformation with chatbots. So disinformation. There is something called disinformation campaigns, where you take something that sounds true and you change it to make it something that sounds true but actually isn't, and then you put it into a campaign and you find some way of putting that disinformation out there so that people will believe something that's actually false.
Mm-hmm.
So these entities, they're actually starting to do this with AI. They have been doing it for months now, but this tool is going to be the most powerful tool for spreading misinformation that has ever been on the internet. And researchers predict that generative technology, that means ChatGPT and any type of machine learning or any type of artificial intelligence that's any type of language model where they're giving you responses, it's going to make it cheaper and quicker for people to create disinformation and produce an even larger number of conspiracy theories and spreaders of disinformation.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's what AI is supposed to do, is to make things quicker. So
we already have a comment there that have that CNN and MSNBC already do that. Yeah. Okay. No comment there.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
It is going to grow exponentially.
Exponentially.
Which is an interesting thought.
And it's one of the reasons why you always need to be checking your sources. Okay, if you hear something, you need to kind of backtrack where that came from. If someone told you, you need to ask them, where did you hear that from?
Yeah.
And if they can't tell you where they heard it, I just heard it from this person.
Exactly.
Go back to them and ask them, where'd you get it? And where'd you get it? And where'd you get it? Okay. Ultimately, you're going to come across some person who will believe anything, some gullible person somewhere in that line of communication that just read something online and thought that it was true. And then they passed it off as truth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Check your sources. That's a great idea.
And, one of the things that I try to do, because I'm in the journalistic space, I'm in the media space, I don't spread false things on this show or in any of my communication. Everything that I say comes through on this show is verified information. Okay, so you can everything that we talk, unless I specifically say this is a rumor or this is what someone had said, I'm just quoting somebody else. Those are like the only times where, you know, it gets a little murky. But if I say something is fact, if I say, listen, you need to watch out about this, then you really need to watch out.
Because we've done the research and you can trust us. Absolutely.
Yes. We're a local radio. You can absolutely trust us.
Unimpeachable.
Okay. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and how some ChatGPT users are tricking the AI into violating its own policies. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
This just in, Perfection Auto Works drops the labor rates to combat inflation.
Hey, it's a bird! It's a plane!
No. It's Inflation Reduction Man.
I was shaving this morning and saw a flash in the mirror. Just got the call back from Perfection Auto Works that my AC is fixed and ready. And my bill was incredibly discounted. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man.
I was looking up in the sky and saw this flash. When I picked up my car for repairs at Perfection Auto Works, my bill was way less than was estimated. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man.
When you need to combat inflation on your car or truck, Let Perfection Auto Works be your inflation-busting headquarters with our new 15% off on all repairs. Let Perfection be your inflation reduction man. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. What can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of fun going on at the Unscrewed Theater because we have a special show coming up next Saturday night. It is an all-musical improv show. We're going to play improv games with a musical flair. It is called Unscrewsical, and it is next Saturday night at 7:30. Meanwhile, we have Friday and Saturday improv shows. All of our shows at 7:30 are family-friendly, and we have new improv classes starting on March 4th.
You should give out maracas like in the audience.
They can accompany. Well,
is there going to be a tuba there? I think tubas are very, very funny.
Tubas are very, very brassy. They're brassy instruments.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're going to look at what's happening in science and tech history. We have quite a bit of information here. Chris, what do you have for the first one there?
All right, the first one is on February 9th, 1861, which, if you're counting, 162 years ago, the National Weather Service was formed. So it's only been 162 years that we've known about storms.
Or not known about storms.
or thought we knew about storms.
And just so that everybody knows, the National Weather Service, or the NWS, they work closely with the Federal Aviation Administration as well as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. And obviously, one of their goals is to protect life and property, and that can easily be done when you know what weather patterns are. I also want to mention the National Oceanic Administration, or NOAA, was also formed, and it's kind of like those agencies kind of are always in constant communication because they're always trying to figure out where the hotspots are, what they need for flights, what they need for emergencies, things of that sort. So those are some agencies that are always in communication
there. They all work together to make sure that they know where the weather is.
Exactly. At least they're supposed to. That's what we're being told.
That's the ideal.
Okay. What else is
all
there?
All right. Well, big chess history news. 27 years ago, on February 10th, 1996, Garry Kasparov, who is a world chess champion, began a six-round match against Deep Blue. Do you remember Deep Blue?
I remember.
A chess-playing computer built by IBM when IBM was still a going concern. Mm-hmm. And during those matches, Kasparov claimed a 4-2 victory. Although Deep Blue did win a rematch the following year, they improved the AI over the next year.
Well, it studied the master.
It did. And it studied those matches.
It studied those matches, and then it obviously figured out.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Deep Blue is calling in right now.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it's interesting how far it's come along. See, we're getting to like the artificial intelligence of just concentrating on just one game versus now understanding all of humanity, all of history, and all the ideals of man. So
yeah, and that's comforting, isn't it?
Very comforting. To think that we might have an AI president, that would be interesting, right?
Well,
I don't think the Constitution will allow. Well, we'll have to wait and see with that. Okay, what's the next one we have here?
Well, speaking of history, oh my, this is very historical. On February 14th, Valentine's Day 2005, which is 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. 18 years this has been in our lives. YouTube was founded by three former PayPal employees. So all of those transactions you gave allowed YouTube to be formed. Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Jawed Karim.
All right.
The most viewed video on YouTube, huh?
Oh, we should
guess
we should
what it is.
We should play the song.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to be able to cue it up, but the most viewed video with over 12.3 billion views as of February 2023. So right now, 12.3 billion views for Baby Shark.
Baby Shark dance.
Do.
I think we know how that goes. I don't know if Tom will be able to get that up on the audio for us.
Probably not.
Look
for the one with 12 billion views.
Oh.
And it's got a commercial.
Okay.
And by the way, this is something that staggers me every time I hear about it, but over 500 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute.
So it's impossible to watch all of the content onto YouTube.
There is no way.
All right.
There is no way.
I think this is the Baby Shark dance. This is the... Okay, is that the Baby Shark? Oh, that is. It just sounds different than what I'm used to.
It must be the dance.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, that sounds very similar. Oh, boy.
Okay, we're
congratulations, listeners. Now you have
who wrote that
to
song,
to.
By the way?
Oh, that's a good question. I heard a podcast about the entire genesis of that song, and it came. It's almost like folklore. It came from many different sources.
I don't know what it is. That song is so catchy. Okay, you just have to hear just a little bit of it, and then you're like singing it to yourself for like hours.
And
obviously, if it's that catchy, people are going to be watching it over and over again.
Absolutely.
I know when I go home, my wife is going to want to, when she sees me, she says, oh, your show was so funny. Let's watch that video again. And then before you know it, it's at like 24 billion views.
Exactly. Okay, well, you know that if there's kids around, then they're going to watch it over and over and over again. And it's only a minute or two.
There we go. Okay. What's our last one here? This one's interesting.
February 14th, also on Valentine's Day, 2016. That's seven years ago. Mm-hmm. Sophia AI robot was activated, and that is a humanoid robot.
Mm-hmm. And that robot was designed by Hanson Robotics. If you've ever seen it, it's a woman figurine. She has skin that's made of silicone, and she is actually, since she's so human-like, she is actually the first robot to receive citizenship status. And in that country, in the country of Saudi Arabia, and that did happen later in the year of 2016. So she's been a citizen of Saudi Arabia for 7 years.
Wow.
So quite an accomplishment for a computer.
Sophie is a trendsetter.
With the time that we have left, Reddit users are actively jailbreaking ChatGPT by asking it to role play and pretend to be another AI that can do anything now, or Dan.
Oh,
D-A-N. Do anything now.
D-A-N. Okay, that's something I have to remember.
That's right. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements regularly. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 120. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.